In Florida, wealthy outsider Rick Scott shocked the Republican establishment last week by winning the party's nomination for governor. He did it by spending some $50 million of his own money. Scott beat Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum in a divisive primary in which he took shots broadly at career politicians and Tallahassee insiders. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that now, as Scott ramps up his campaign against Democrat Alex Sink, he has another challenge to unite his own party.
It was a typical political rally, Miami style. At a recreation center in Sweetwater, a heavily Hispanic Miami suburb Tuesday, senior citizens danced to the music of the Continental Brass Band. If Rick Scott, healthcare executive, now turned gubernatorial candidate, was uncomfortable, he didn't show it.
God bless America. You did it.
On stage, Scott was surrounded by many of the career politicians and party insiders that just a week ago supported his former opponent, Bill McCollum. As far as Scott's concerned, that's all in the past.
We're going to make sure we unite the party. We're going to make sure we talk to everybody in the state, talk to all the voters. We want to welcome Democrats, independents, and all Republicans into our message.
It's a markedly different tone than the one Scott took during his campaign, on the stump, and in his ads. He relentlessly attacked McCollum and Republican officials who supported him.
Today in Tallahassee, the game is rigged. It's government by the insiders for the insiders. But you and I are going to change that.
McCollum and his allies charged that many of the ads were false. Even the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, said Scott was distorting the facts. But that was last week. This week in Miami, Barbour said essentially, hey, everybody makes mistakes.
The campaign had an advertisement, had something that wasn't factual. Called people's attention to that. Now, and that's the way it happens in campaigns. That's happened in my campaigns before. But now that that's done, that's not an issue anymore.
Not all Republican leaders in the state have been so quick to rally around Scott, however. The most notable one missing is former opponent Bill McCollum, who so far has refused to endorse Scott. McCollum says he still questions Scott's credentials and his career as a former CEO of Columbia HCA, a hospital chain that paid a $1.7 billion fine, the largest ever for Medicare fraud.
Well, it's going to be natural for a lot of the leaders in the legislative delegation and others to choose to support him. That's their prerogative. I've just given you my reservations that I still have personally. I just haven't met him. I don't know him that well.
The Democrat running for Florida governor, Alex Sink, faced little opposition in her primary. Her ad sought mostly to capitalize on the divisiveness in the Republican race.
No, you're the fraud. No, you
don't know about you, but I've had just about enough of politicians attacking each other. I'm Alex Sink, and I'm ready to attack Florida's challenges.
Sink is still working to exploit any division she can find in the GOP. She just released her own list of Florida Republican officials who she said are supporting her campaign. Since last week's primary, Scott has begun reaching out to Republicans to hear their concerns and to build bridges. This week in Miami, State Representative Steve Bovo says he and others questioned Scott about his support for an Arizona-style immigration law.
Maybe the two biggest voting blocks in the state, Puerto Ricans and Cubans, are not directly affected by this. But it would be very hypocritical on our part not to be concerned.
Scott says he's still a conservative outsider, but after paying the bills for his primary bid out of his own pocket, he now says he'll be actively fundraising. The money is not just for his own campaign, but also to support other Republican candidates on the ticket. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.